This is Matt Bush of BPR News. I'm interviewing Asheville Citizen Times reporter Emily Patrick.
Hi, thanks for having me in.
Sustainability was the big buzzword for Buncombe County government this year. Why is that?
Tuesday night, the Buncombe County Commissioners had a big meeting. Brownie Newman, who is the chair, called it Sustainability Night in Buncombe County because there were about five different initiatives on the agenda that had sustainability as a central goal. And they all kind of coalesced on one night. Brownie said that they could have been split up and each one of them would have been newsworthy. I think at least three of them would have been newsworthy anyway. But they all sort of fell all at the same time conveniently. So as of Tuesday night, Buncombe County will be incentivizing a solar farm on property that it owns, and it will be replacing 47,000 light bulbs in Buncombe County schools, and it will create a sustainability office with a full-time staffer who's focused on these initiatives all the time. So it was a lot to see move through in a single meeting, all unanimous votes, which is important, I think, to note.
So the sustainability office, what are the sorts of issues that we'll look at?
Buncombe County has lowered its carbon footprint over the last 2 years by more than 10% by doing simple things like changing out HVAC systems and roofing systems and exploring ways to save energy in small ways. So the Sustainability Office will work with departments within the county to look at where are those other places where a simple solution might be a great way to cut down on energy waste. But the Sustainability Office will also have kind of a public face. So if you're a local organization and say you've got a zillion light fixtures and you know that they're out of date and that they're wasting energy and you want to find a way to convert them to LED, this person will help walk you through that process. So they'll help you, you know, figure out what's possible, maybe hook you up with Duke, talk to you about the rebates. And I don't know if at some point what the capacity will be, but I assume there's opportunities for grant kind of situations to occur. So yeah, it has internal and external functions.
You mentioned light fixtures, 47,000 light bulbs at schools. I guess technically that's an infrastructure plan.
Yeah, so
talk about that.
Light fixtures are capital. That anything that is a facilities kind of thing falls into the school's capital budgets, which if you want to get real deep in county government coverage, that's one of the important rules, is that the pot of money for capital and the pot of money for other education needs are kind of separate pots. So anyway, yeah, light fixtures are capital. Who knew? And when you have 47,000 of them, they have a huge energy use, and so a huge potential to reduce energy use by upgrading them. So it's actually an expensive project. It clocks in at almost $6 million to replace all these fixtures. Now, we're not talking about just little light bulbs. It's actually the whole unit that is in the ceiling. So it's a little more complicated than just like unscrewing one and screwing the other one back in. It'll take them 2 years, and it will require two full-time staffers to do this. But it should pay for itself in less than 5 years because they're projecting almost $1 million in savings each year from the new fixtures.
Lastly, a solar farm in Buncombe County. So where will it be, and when might people start seeing energy from it that they would be using?
So this won't be our first solar farm. There are some privately owned farms, famously at Biltmore, also out in Leicester, there's a big one. But this will be our first publicly incentivized solar farm, and it's one of the first publicly incentivized solar farms anywhere in the state. There are similar initiatives out in Charlotte and Gaston County, but everything is still in the planning phases, so we're sort of blazing new territory here by incentivizing this on a former landfill. So the old landfill is actually quite close to the current landfill. If you know where that is, then you'll know where the solar farm will be. It's near Woodfin. And the idea is to lease about 25 acres to a private solar company who would pay rent to the county and spend all the money to develop these facilities on their own. So Brownie Newman, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners, leads a solar company and has some insight into how this process works and thinks that this site is favorable for that kind of development. There's not much else you can do there anyway.
You mentioned the county board chair, Brownie Newman, owns a solar energy company. So is there a conflict of interest of him pushing for a solar farm as he owns a solar company himself?
The county legal staff has looked into this and says there is no conflict of interest because Brownie Newman has said none of the companies he's involved with will be able to participate in this project. It actually looks like there is some interest from other commissioners in having Duke be the person who runs this solar farm or entity, I should say. Whether that comes about is up to Duke, but obviously that would not have anything to do with any of Brownie's businesses.
Emily Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much.